This is Howard Hughes.
We've arrived at Saturday morning, but then you know that. And this is BBC Radio Berkshire, but you know that. You don't need to be a clairvoyant. I've been telling you all morning, for goodness sake. Time now for the highlight of the show. Technology news with Fevzi Turkalp, the man they call the gadget detective, because he is. How are you, Fevzi?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll do plenty to talk about. And unusually, things have been quiet on the Microsoft front for a few months. But they have a problem, and by the looks of what I'm reading this week, it is a big problem which they are now attempting to fix.
Yeah, so this is a vulnerability that was found by Google. Google have a team called the Project Zero, which are cybersecurity team. They find bugs in other people's software and humiliate them by publishing them. And they found a bug in Microsoft's malware protection engine. Now, that's a piece of software that's used in lots of standard Microsoft software like Windows Defender, which affects many versions of Windows, by the way, including Windows 7, 8, and 10. And it's unusual because this particular bug means that when the Windows Defender or the malware protection engine, when it scans a piece of an incoming email, it can actually trigger the virus. And normally, if there's a bad email that comes in, you normally would have to click on the link to become infected by it. I mean, not
right.
always,
so
but that's
clearly
the usual way.
There is no defense from this thing. Are you protected if you've disabled, as I have, Windows Defender and are using third-party software?
Yes, you're safe then because the fault is in that software. But having said that, Microsoft acted very quickly because of the nature of this. And so Microsoft do an update every second Tuesday of the month anyway, where they bolt together all the various things that they have to do that month and roll out these updates. And people should have their computer set so those updates take place automatically. But what they actually did, and this shows the urgency of it, a few hours before that regular monthly update went, they launched this one separately. They did a separate update just for this, and a few hours before, and that tells you how seriously they had to take this, because it's disastrous, because the very software that's designed to protect you would be the cause or the weakness that would cause the infection.
And so, that seems to me to be something that is absolutely inherent in using Microsoft Windows, isn't it? If something that basic is affected, there is no defense from it, and that is a terrible problem for Microsoft, because it shows something that is so basic to their systems can be hacked, and it wasn't them who found it.
Look, you know what? All of that is normal. The particular bug was unfortunate because it's being patched now, and anyone who hasn't updated, do it now. Those vulnerabilities, I mean, they can occur anywhere, and I think it's credit to Microsoft that they turned around a fix for this as quickly as they did. And I think, to be honest, come other companies, for example, Apple, who for years told their customers, oh, you don't even need antivirus, are not as adept and not as quick as turning around patches as Microsoft.
I've got a crack on Vodafone, based in Newbury, of course, huge Berkshire business. This is a sign of the times. They are closing down the pager business. I remember being at various radio stations, and we always used to think the boss was very important because he would carry his pager around. That, of course, is all old hat now, so I guess it's just obsolete.
Yeah. For those that don't know, a pager was a little box about the size of a matchbox that the first ones didn't even have a screen on them, but would just beep. In fact, they used to be called beepers in the vernacular. They would only receive. You couldn't transmit on them. They would just receive, and then you'd have to go to a phone box or a telephone somewhere and call back to base and see what they wanted. The later ones in the early 2000s then had screens where you could have basic text messages appearing, and they were great. And there's two companies at the moment that still operate pager services. One is Vodafone, and the other one is Capita. Vodafone announced in February it was going to sell its business to Capita, and then the Competition and Markets Authority, which I think replaced the Monopolies and Mergers Commission, said that they were going to investigate, even though there were only about 1,000 customers involved. Vodafone's response to that is, well, it's rather than go through an investigation, which is going to cost a lot of time and money, we'll just close the business, because they weren't going to get. I don't see, if they've got 1,000 customers, how much do you think they would have had for the business? Probably not that much.
Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, and that, of course, recorded before we got news of the NHS hack, which no doubt we will be looking back on next week.